Most of the birds highlighted on this program are fairly common and can be seen all around the bay. We like to profile these birds because we want our listeners to feel inspired to find these birds on their own, hoping they feel the same sense of accomplishment that we do when we spot one of our feathered friends. While our aim is to bring birding to everyone, every once in a while, we like to indulge our bird nerd side and bring you a reclusive beauty. And there is no better time for this than the present. This is Michael Ziegler from the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary in Tiburon with a brief look into birds and nature in and around San Francisco Bay. This week, we take a look at the spotted owl. Welcome to Bay Birds. The spotted owl is one of California's rarest bird species, so it might be hard to spot on your weekly hike through the woods. If you do happen to come across an owl in the woods, take a close look to see if it's one of these cherished birds. With its classic owl shape, a rounded head with forward-facing eyes, it's easy to distinguish this bird from the rest of the birds hopping through the forest. Once identified as an owl, you can start narrowing the options down. The spotted owl is a medium-sized owl, about a foot and a half tall with a 3-foot wingspan. Like most other owls, it has the classic rounded head with a somewhat flat face, although it lacks ear tufts. In the middle of their rounded head, you will find a greenish-yellow bill in between a set of dark brown eyes. Other than its size and shape, the other distinguishing characteristics of the spotted owl are its white spots on a brown body. The spotted owl can only be found in the western United States, as well as in parts of Mexico. Currently, the spotted owl is classified into 3 subspecies: the northern, the Californian, and the Mexican spotted owl. The northern spotted owl can be found as far north as British Columbia and down through Marin County. The Californian spotted owl is only a resident of California, while the Mexican spotted owl ranges from Utah and Colorado into southern Mexico. Their geographic range is not the only factor that distinguishes the subspecies, as they also have distinct colorations. The northern spotted owl is the darkest of the three and has the smallest white spots, while the Mexican spotted owl has the lightest brown plumage and the largest white spots. As you can guess, the Californian spotted owl is right in the middle, with a slightly lighter brown color than the northern and with slightly larger spots. While their coloration varies, they all share something in common, although it's not a good thing. The similarity between each subspecies is not something created by nature, but instead resulting from human activity. Each subspecies of the spotted owl is listed as either threatened, endangered, or as a species of special concern by 3 different governments. The Californian spotted owl has been the luckiest, as it is only listed as a species of special concern by the state of California. But the other two are not so fortunate. The Mexican spotted owl is listed as threatened by both the United States and Mexico, while the northern spotted owl is listed as threatened by the U.S. and it is federally endangered in Canada. To understand its conservation status, you must first understand their preferred habitat. The spotted owl, especially the northern subspecies, is partial to old growth and mature forests. These old forests have been the site of decades of logging because these forests contain the largest trees and thus produce the most lumber. Since many of the old-growth forests in the western United States have felt the blade of the lumberjack's axe, much of the preferred habitat for the spotted owl has disappeared. Although many of our old-growth forests have been chopped down, not all hope is lost for the spotted owl. The struggle for the owl's conservation has been an active issue for many environmental conservation groups, including the Audubon Society, for the past 20 years. Due to its threatened and endangered status, the spotted owl is one of the most studied birds of our time. Not only has it become one of the most studied birds, the spotted owl is now the symbol for preservation of our old growth forests and the need for sustainable forestry. As the effort to save this bird and our ancient forests move forward, you can do your part by voicing your concern to your state and federal governments, as well as purchasing recycled paper products and sustainably harvest lumber with an FSC certification label. Although finding these birds is a little tricky around the Bay Area, if you look hard enough, you might be able to spot one of these mystical creatures in the heart of Muir Woods. That's it for this week's edition of Bay Birds, a production of Radio Sausalito in Audubon, California. Podcasts of this and each of our programs can be downloaded free from RadioSausalito.org and from iTunes Music Store. For more information about our programs at the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary, located in nearby Tiburon, visit us on the web at RichardsonBay.Audubon.org. This is Michael Ziegler from Conservation Corps North Bay and the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary. Until next time, get out and enjoy the birds in and around our fantastic bay.
We hope you enjoyed the preceding Radio Sausalito presentation. You'll find more great jazz programming and podcasts updated every week online at radiosausalito.org.